when my grandfather died, my grandmother obviously had to turn her hand to find a living for herself, because she couldn't run the market garden in the way that they had between them. So she started bed and breakfast business in the whole of the '50s. Weymouth was teeming in the '50s, wasn't it? The time before package holidays coming, and the Midlands factories were in full belt, the car factories trying to catch up on the sort of, because there was a shortage of cars, they were doing really well. And the Wakes Week thing from Birmingham, you couldn't move, could you? My grandmother had a 3-bedroomed bungalow, and she used to, people would beg to be taken in because they'd come with nowhere to stay. And one time she actually had 14 people stay because she wouldn't turn them away. There were people in the dining room, they were all squashed in the bedrooms. And she used to sleep in her sort of main living room type kitchen herself, so she let out her 3 bedrooms. Mm-hmm. She said she remembered that they used to come as families, and she remembered one old lady of 80 was looking out of the window, because they still had all the grounds around. My aunt still grew vegetables around in the garden in the village, and they had big apple trees and things. And this old lady of 80 looked out the window and said, "What were the little green things on that tree out there?" Because she'd never seen an apple tree in her life.